Pink salmon returns remain poor in much of southeast Alaska, with a total catch of around 5 million fish so far. The commercial pink salmon fishery typically peaks around this time. About 200 seine boats have been fishing, and catches have improved, but many areas are closed to let more pinks escape upstream. So area management biologist William Bergman believes the total seine harvest will end up pretty short of preseason expectations.
We, of course, predicted a point estimate of about 19 million harvest. None of that harvest is pretty much coming from the southeastern Chatham Strait. Areas that quite often produce some sizable numbers haven't produced anything, and we don't anticipate they will. It looks like we won't meet escapement goals in that area. But looking on the bright side of things, if you sort of move south from Petersburg, or if you get on the outer coast off by Sitka, then it looks like runs are coming in moderate strength, and catches have picked up here.
At this point, Bergman thinks the total southeast catch could end up in the 10 to 14 million fish range. That compares to over 40 million fish last year, but only about 11 million in 2006, which is when this year's returning fish were spawned. On the positive side for fishermen, prices for pink salmon and other species remain higher than in recent years, and Bergman says there have been some good chum returns.
They've been fairly good. Hidden Falls was good. The hatchery Dipak has produced very successfully. There have been some of the hatcheries have not been as quite as successful as those two, but yeah, they certainly supported both the gillnet and the seine fisheries in July and late June.
Meanwhile, Bergman says coho returns seem to be strong so far, while this summer's sockeye catches were not. At this point, Bergman says the department is optimistic about the portions of Southeast that remain open for seining.